You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had to meet with a judge yesterday. Oh, boy. No, yeah. It's not that. After all these years, I've been planning on changing officially the spelling of a first name, and finally got it done yesterday.
You are now Dawn, since everybody misspells it when they write in. You are now Dawn.
Don't listen to them. No, but I am now officially Dominic, the proper spelling.
Okay.
Anyway, so I didn't know how this was going to be. I thought that originally I thought I would go into a court and just stand in front of a judge. This is after all the paperwork's done and everything. And then the last step is have a judge actually say, okay, your name's officially changed. That's it. And I thought I'd have to go in. And then I was pleasantly surprised. They're like, no, just a Zoom. I'm like, oh, cool. It's just me and a judge on the Zoom. That's no, that was wrong, too.
Oh.
It was me and like 25 people.
Really?
So when you pop up on the screen, it's a Zoom filled with people all getting their name changed.
Oh, okay.
And this must be taking place almost daily. So the number of people who are changing their name is wild. And it's not just people getting married doing a name change. This is just a bunch of people who want to change their name.
Do you have to go through each person and say what they're changing it to? Or do they announce it?
What they did is, yeah, I mean, and your name is on the screen. But what they do is they do them in order. And I was like, out of the 25 people, I was like number 12 or 13 or something like that.
Okay.
And you got to sit there, and it's really fast. And like when they got to me, they're like, okay, so-and-so, we've got your paperwork. The thing ran in the paper. It is official. You can pick up your paperwork on Friday. And then they go to the next person.
That
so
quick, huh?
It took about, when they got to me, it took about 15 seconds.
They just have to give you the blessing and
the
move
blessing.
On. Okay.
The judge gave me the blessing, gave me a nice smile. And a blessing.
And this and is now, your name. And he hit his little, tapped his little hammer. And
she
tapped her little hammer and moved on to the next person.
And so now I have to go pick up paperwork on Friday, and I'm done. So,
all right.
Then I got to go through the process of changing driver's license, and I got to change this,
oh, yeah.
And I
got to
change that, and yeah.
What a pain.
I know, but better than the pain that I might have experienced in a few years. So
yeah. Anyway. Good. I'm glad that's done.
It's all done. It's in the rearview mirror. Speaking of pain,
what?
Election season is upon us, whether we want it or not. And last night, the first of the many debates that you'll see on both sides of the aisle, it was the Republican debate. I didn't watch it, but I have a feeling you did.
I sat down. I was actually excited. I mean, yesterday afternoon, I got a little reminder that was on. And I was like, oh, nice, because I am a weirdo.
Nice.
I get excited about this stuff. And yeah, I sat down and watched the entire thing. Nick Nack watched the entire thing. Well, I mean, we had it on, too, while we're trying to do other things. But it was on for the entirety of the event. I don't know what it is. I mean, I love the spectacle of it, the theatrics of it. I love the fighting. I just love the process of it all. I love the zingers that are thrown out there. I love the blank looks on the faces. We play a little game when we're watching, spot the lies, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
And I get sucked into this stuff so easily.
Speaking of spot the lies, it's kind of interesting. A lot of media sources, a lot of them now, they're, keeping track of every single thing that's said.
Yeah.
And then what they'll do is they'll run stories on, like a fact check
a
on every single thing that's said. And it's really funny. And now you think, going into a debate, you would think that the candidates would all quadruple check everything they're about to say.
Nah, they just
because
still
certainly
off.
The media is going to.
They dissect every little thing. And a lot of times it's in real time. If you go onto Twitter X or whatever the hell they're calling it, it's real time debunking all this stuff. There's so many live streams last night on Instagram of people watching this and dissecting it as it's happening. And I will tell you, the comments are everywhere this morning. I can't even get on Facebook because it's fighting already. I mean, we're already at each other's throats. It's so much hate and horrible things being said to each other.
Well,
it's
that's the
like,
way Facebook
like you
likes
said,
it,
the next
though.
15 months, you're going to have to just back away slowly from the FB. Because it's the people that this is all they do in their life is focus on politics. And they're like, now's my time to shine.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people in their silos and echo chambers just all speaking to each other mostly, except when they lash out. And it's ridiculous. But, the funny thing about the debates is that it has become just a form of entertainment. Like you were talking about how you like the zingers and you like the this and you like the that. It is like a reality TV for America. So our elections have turned into entertainment for a large bulk part of the audience. Some people are really into the actual issues and the politics, but there are tens of millions of people who just want the entertainment out of it.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's a good thing, because it gets people at least, if you want to use the word involved, I'd have to put that in air quotes.
Yeah.
But it at least has them paying some sort of attention, whereas in years gone by, a lot of people paid no attention because there wasn't all the, you know, social media. There wasn't this. There wasn't that.
Yeah, they're tuning in because they feel like this is some sort of reality TV. And, you know, at least you are finding out who the candidates are. Maybe you're kind of following along, you know, as to what they're saying. But, I mean, a majority of the program last night was them telling the crowd to quiet down because there was so much ruckus in the crowd and booing and cheering and screaming. Mm-hmm. And it was funny. I mean, you're spot on about how this, you know, is like a spectacle and it's entertainment, because before it even started, now they have a drone flying through. So they were taking this drone through the stadium and in the halls, and then it came out over the crowd and into all the candidates' faces and took off. And I'm like, this is not necessary at all.
Oh my God.
And they're all like standing there looking at this thing flying, and they're doing these weird waves and stuff. I'm like, this just looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Put the drone away.
Yeah, it's just a weird form of entertainment now. It doesn't seem too far off from the spectacle from the, you know, the movie The Hunger Games, you know, where it's just entertainment. You know, people just out to watch for blood is what they are. It's like our version of Hunger Games.
Yeah, very much so. I'm going to lap it up, though. I'm going to lap it up. I love it.
Well, I'll be over here. I'll be reading about the various issues.
Oh, okay.
I think as we get closer to the actual election and they start paring things down, then I'll watch some of the debates.
You always feel bad for the two people on the very ends who don't get a lot of airtime, you know, the two random people on the ends. You're like, who's this guy from North Dakota? Yeah, but here we go.